Listening 8.4. Listen again and tick the advantages of following the news on mobile phones.
Alistair, could you leave your phone for a minute?
Yes, Dad.
We're waiting for the referendum results and you're still busy with your phone yet again. Don't you care about your country's future at all?
I am reading about the referendum as well, Dad.
Hard to believe, since I've never seen a newspaper in your hands.
Because I was reading it on BBC's mobile application, Dad.
That is what your generation do wrong. You teenagers with your smartphones have the false belief that you know everything.
When you think about the advantages of using mobile phones over reading newspapers, you will see that smartphones aren't bad or evil things like you suppose. It saves paper, so it's eco-friendly, fast and easy to edit. If you want to be informed about the breaking news, mobile phones are the only way. You can't take your television with you, but you can carry your phone with you. So what's the harm in that?
And what if the information you're given is wrong?
There are many ways to check the credibility of the information given, Dad. The procedure is the same as it is with books. You have to check whether the source of the news is reliable or not, just like you would do with the publishing company and the author.
You might have a point, but what about your eye health?
It's true that electronics harm your health in some way, but there are apps that decrease the risk. And even if you can't completely reduce the risks, when you weigh the advantages and disadvantages, I think it's obvious that mobiles are the way to go.
I'm proud of the person you've grown into, Alistair. Come and install that application to my mobile.